Text numéro 44. In India, growth breeds waste. There is, we are told, a small island of plastics in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But nowhere in the world is dirt as visible as in India. It is so visible that for many Indians who return from America, it isn't the Grand Canyon or the Met they remember. It's how clean the streets were. That's because you can't get away from the dirt of India. My city, Mumbai, has an estimated 20 million people. According to one estimate, we produce 600 grams of garbage per person per day. That's about 12,000 metric tons every day. Mumbai is also the richest city in the country, with one-third of the national tax revenue coming from here. The richer you are, the more waste you produce. And that's only talking about the garbage we see. A doctor told me she can't measure her patient's vitamin B levels because fecal contamination through the tap water skews the numbers too much. I returned from Delhi recently, and there I felt like my head had been stuck in the exhaust of a truck. Hundreds of bureaucrats and workers travel around the city in hundreds of cars, each one in a single car with his or her own driver, each one sighing at the density of the traffic, each one complaining about the quality of the air, not one admitting to being part of the problem. Dirt, it is said, is matter in the wrong place. Then what is the right place for it? We have garbage policies to deal with this, but they are not implemented. Although in Mumbai the government asks residents to segregate rubbish into wet and dry waste, municipal workers often mix everything into the same dumpster. There are still rag pickers and radiwallas, the men who buy your old papers, bottles and whatever else you don't want. Some of these things go back into the system. Used electronics get refurbished and returned into the market. We continue to recycle and upcycle. But we can no longer keep up. There's too much stuff being made now, thanks to the backwash of globalisation. Plastic was once an exotic substance, and plastic bags were hoarded and exchanged with ritual solemnity. When I was in the third grade, in 1975, we used chalk on slate for rough calculations. We would write our lessons in pencil, and every so often would be told to erase them and reuse the notebooks. At the end of every academic year, we would tear out all the unused pages and get them bound as a rough notebook. No child will be caught dead with one of those now. We're richer, we're more style conscious, and we're dirtier. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2014.